listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 45 to 53. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, had seen what Jesus did and believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed." He did not say this on his own, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nations. And not for the nation only, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. They planned to put him to death. That was the plan of the enemies of Jesus in the gospel. The Pharisees and the leaders were coming up with, how do we destroy this man who is becoming so popular because he's performing signs? He just raised Lazarus from the dead, and that made him popular, and people were beginning to believe in him, and they were concerned. Caiaphas, out of the blue, said, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand. It is better for one man to die than for the people to be destroyed, the whole nation to be destroyed." He did not know. He was prophesying the gospel message of Jesus' death becoming the reason for the salvation of all the nations. This is an encouragement to us today. Sometimes in our world, men and women, the world around us has a plan. And yet we know that behind everything is the plan of God. Who would have known that the death of one man can be the source of salvation for all? But that is the gospel message today. Men can plan, but God has a greater plan. And let's thank the Lord, because through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we are now a nation. If we respond to the gospel, we will become part of those who have been called, those who are dispersed, children of God, returning to the Father, because the Son offered His life on the cross. God bless us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.